He put down his tools, built a fire, and warmed another can of soup. He returned to work early the next morning, bent over his book like a biblical scholar, mumbling, rereading, receiving sudden insights. He carefully mounted the arms on the figure. The placement was tricky. He tried to figure out why one arm didn't spin and adjusted it endlessly. Next, he agonized over the figure's pivot point, marked the spot, drilled the hole, and hoped for the best. He pounded some tubing into the hole. He slipped this over a piece of dowel. The figure turned smoothly from side to side. He glued the dowel into a chunk of 2x4 he found along the shore. He tingled. He realized he was finished. He blew upon it, the arms pinwheeled, seeming to strum the harp strings. He could hardly believe it actually worked. He blew 50 more times for confirmation. He now wondered where to set it up. Was it illegal to mount it on state land? Then again, the park belonged to the public. Better here than in someone's front yard. He'd have to hope the harpist so charmed the rangers that they wouldn't remove it. How to mount it was a further problem. He hadn't brought 10-foot poles in his pack. He paced the site, deliberating. Then he spied a tree limb, roughly horizontal, open to the wind from the west, and high enough to keep his work out of reach. He climbed out and nailed down the driftwood mount. Then he returned for the whirligig.